Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Imagine the Arctic Ocean without ice. For almost three decades, Dr. David Barber has studied sea ice in Canada's high Arctic. He holds a Canada Research Chair in Arctic Systems at the University of Manitoba. Not all sea ice melts during Arctic summers. That which survives is called multi-year ice. Dr. Barber first noticed a decline in the amount of multi-year sea ice in the late 1980s. Averaging a loss of 70,000 square kilometers a year, this increased to a stunning 1.4 million square kilometers in 2007.
As the Earth tilts towards the sun, you get this 24-hour daylight. So it used to be that there was a lot of white over top of the ocean, and it was reflecting all of this sunlight back to space. And then as we started to reduce the amount of multi-year sea ice, we opened up more ocean, and all of this sunlight that's coming in at the northern hemisphere is now being absorbed by the ocean. And that, of course, warms up the ocean. And because you're warming up the ocean, you melt more ice.
Dr. Barber predicts with global warming, the high Arctic will be free of sea ice by 2030, and possibly as early as 2013. Thanks today to the Canada Foundation for Innovation. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.